We earlier we alluded to how do you grade a breach?
Yep.
Would you agree that this is worst case scenario, not in severity of the breach? I'm talking about the intent of the attacker, of the exploiter, because on one side you've got financial gain or you've got notoriety. We've known that. We can deal with that. It used to be just notoriety. Recently it became sort of monetized. You can get big financial gain. Then it became ideological. Your company is doing something we don't like and we would like you to stop. Ashley Madison seemed to be an extreme case because it wasn't just exposure. It wasn't just financial gain. It was, we want you to no longer exist.
Yeah.
I don't see that there's a worst case scenario.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, there's an asymmetry to that, that like there's no leverage. They're in a position where, you know, if you're being extorted, you hear about people getting DDoSed and, you know, they get an email saying put a bunch of Bitcoin over here and we'll stop and whatever else. Like there's all of these different scenarios that pop up, even with credit card fraud and the stuff that happened with Target. Like that was a pretty expensive outcome for Target. But at the end of the day, the card schemes insured all of the loss that was incurred for the end users. You know, Target probably copped a fine from them, and then there's other things that they had to pay for, but you know, they can kind of work their way out of it, and lo and behold, you know, I still go shopping at Target and it's still a thing. So there are these different grades. The only one I can think of that was more extreme than this, that's widely known, was the attack on Distribute IT in Australia about 3 years ago, I think it was. It was a similar kind of extortion type thing, but what the attackers actually did is got in, basically got an understanding of where everything was. So the production systems, backups, you know, cold backups, all these different things, and then went and basically just deleted everything in one hit at about 2 a.m. in the morning and literally wiped that business off the map. Like they were no longer able to continue to function technically. Like Ashley Madison is still alive. I don't know how much longer they'll continue to be alive or what the kind of the trajectory for the company is following this. That sort of remains to be seen. They've obviously taken a fairly massive hit. but yeah, I mean, Distribute IT is gone. So yeah, I mean, it's bad.
You know, that's more of a headshot. We've wiped out your ability to do business. So therefore you don't exist. Ashley Madison is more of, it's the death of a thousand cuts. Now put everything on the table and we no longer have to do anything, because the people who were previously your clients are going to do it for us.
Yeah, they wanted them to hurt, clearly. Yeah. And I think, you know, if you've got an attacker that's got that kind of skill set and then has that kind of intent, and really that sort of, I mean, it was malice. Like it was a malicious, like you talk about the idea of a malicious hacker, like this was pure malice. They want them to hurt. And they've obviously done quite an effective job at seeing that happen.